Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 8 on a Thursday. Every Thursday here on the Morning Crossfire, Fire, what we do is we discuss health and health-related matters. And in July, before July, we made a promise that we're going to do a series on what's called medical fraud. And we started with the first Thursday in the month of July. Now we are here. We're here for the very last edition of the series that we call medical fraud here on Nigeria Info. We've heard so many stories. We've heard so many reports from you out there who've been a victim, or you know someone who has been a victim. We've also heard back from medical facilities that have been accused of one thing or the other. Since we started this conversation, many renowned hospital names have been mentioned by callers on this show, with some even saying that they are ready to come out. They are ready to stand as witnesses in person, as a matter of fact, in cases of denial on the part of some of these hospitals. We've also heard from the hospitals themselves saying that they are doing investigations. They've called some of the people that have laid allegations against them. Some of the hospitals that have said that they are going to carry out investigations, from the report we are getting out of that investigative panel that they have set up, it's also looking like there's going to be a cover-up eventually. It's also looking like it. If that's going to be the case, then I think that a lot needs to be done, especially for a profession that is held in high esteem by everybody, not just in Nigeria, in the world. The medical profession, very, very of the highest esteem, people take that profession. So I'm not going to mention the hospital's names. You know yourselves, you're listening to me right now. The cover-up that you're planning to do will not help your facilities. It'll only bring your facilities into disrepute. That is all I am going to say. But then, some of the hospitals that were mentioned in our past conversations include the Agada General Hospital. We got complaints from a former patient. We also got complaints from St. Mary Catholic Church, Catholic Hospital rather, in Eleta all the way in Ibadan, from a certain Matthew who called to complain about some certain infractions at that facility. Lagos State University Hospital, quite many complaints regarding that facility. Ifeako Ajayi Teaching Hospital also, we got complaints from a certain individual, Dairo, who called in from Ayobo. All kinds. We got a complaint from a septuagenarian yesterday, 79-year-old grandma, who complained about Olabisi Onabanjo University Teaching Hospital. We have joining us right now, apparently the facility heard the complaint and they have decided to come and address some the complaints rather. So we have the public relations officer of the hospital, Adenuga Mokwelola, joining us via the telephone this morning. Mokwe, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hello, good morning. I can't hear you, Mokwe. Can you hear me? Apparently she can't hear me. We'll try and reach we'll try and call her again and see if she will be able to hear us. In the meantime, while we wait for her to rejoin us on the show, let's try and call her back, please. I'm gonna hang up here now so we can put a call through to her. While we're waiting for her to join us again to address that complaint raised by the grandma who called last week as regards one of their services, the fast track services or something like that. I will wait for her to rejoin us. Let's try and begin the series with some of your complaints. If you've got any complaints regarding any facility, feel free to now call us and share your story with us. We would appreciate it. We would love it. If you feel that you've been defrauded before by a medical facility, if you feel that you weren't rightly treated by a medical facility, regardless of where it happened, we really at this point don't mind. We've got complaints from Anambra before, the medical facility in Anambra. We've got the one in Ibadan, you know. So it really doesn't matter where it happened, as long as it happened. You're sure it happened, you have the a story to share. Feel free to share. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Let's begin taking your... Please turn off your radio. That part is very, very important for you to do, right? And if you can't call, and by the way, you can call and remain anonymous if you wish to. It's pretty much allowed. But if you can't call, you can send me a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. Twitter page is also pretty much active. Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. That's right, at Nigeria Info FM. On Twitter. I think Mokwe has rejoined us now. Let's speak with her. Mokwe, good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, yes, finally. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you now, Mokwe. Can you hear me?
Thank you very much.
Let's quickly jump right on it. You'd like to respond to the allegation leveled against your facility?
Okay. Thank you very much, listeners at home. I'm Mokwelola Adenuga, the public relations officer for Olabisi Onabanjo University Teaching Hospital, Sagamu. I want to say this is a good program. We are public who come out to say their mind, to make their complaint about government facilities. Hmm. The program held last week talked about an elderly woman who said she came to our fast track services for service and she was not issued receipt for the money paid.
Right.
Yes. The hospital has a fast track service.
Okay.
And this is a service that is meant to service I-90. In fact, the idea for the fast track service came up from our complaint box, from our suggestion box. People asking and requesting for it. We trust your services.
Okay.
We trust your hand. We trust your professionals. We want to be part of the people that will benefit from the services rendered by the teaching hospital. But it's the crowd that we don't want. Can you please create a separate place where we'll come in a GV and we'll go back to our work?
Hmm.
And that is what brought about the idea of fast track services.
Okay.
And since we have started, it has been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
High client case patient has been coming, and in a way, it is part of services that is brought up to reduce medical tourism.
Mm-hmm.
When we see our people, they know they can bear the best of hands in government hospitals.
Okay.
But because government hospital, our services is relatively cheap compared to any other private hospital.
Okay.
You get the top notch of the service. You get the best of hands there with a minimum price. So for people that feel, please, I still want to patronize, give me the opportunity of enjoying your services, but give us a separate place where we can come. And that is how the fast track services run. Mm. And generally in the teaching hospital, there is no payment that is made that is not receipted for.
Okay.
Every payment made is to the cash point with receipts. I'm surprised to hear that happened in the fast track. And let me also tell us, there were some times that we found out that patients are saying somebody collected money from us to help them to pay.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the money will not come to the hospital.
Hmm.
And we put our nose to the ground. And we found out that there are some people that act as imposters.
Hmm.
They act as staff or as helping people because they know generally the psychological being of people that come to the hospital. They want it fast and they take advantage of it. Let me help you to quickly pay. I'll bring the receipt to you. And that's how they will run away. haven't collected patients' money.
And these people are not members of staff.
Services, and they will say somebody from the hospital has collected their money without giving them receipt. Fine, the last 1 month, we have to put a notice round and do sensitization with both our inpatients and outpatients that we have observed this. Please, no patients, on no condition, should you hand over your money to anybody to go and pay for you. Pay at the cash point and let you be issued receipt and bring that receipt to the service point where you want to receive your service. That is how our practice is. You know, I said, everybody is looking for loopholes, is looking for opportunity to dupe and to cheat people. But it's just rather unfortunate that people could have that mindset and come to the hospital to do such things. Where people are in pain, they are in need of care, and you could still add salt to their injury by swindling them of their hard-earned money to take care of themselves. So my mother called in last week. I don't know if she's also listening to this program now. We are ready to take up this issue. Okay. Mama could call my number or call anytime she comes to the hospital.
Okay.
Let her just call me.
Okay.
I'll come and meet her and we'll dig to the grave of this issue. Because we don't feel happy when people take advantage of our patients or people that come to us for care and they take advantage of their hard-earned money.
Mokwe, let me ask a question. Now, these people that you have mentioned that work that come to the hospital to come and defraud people, what has the hospital done to nip this practice in the bud? And when you said that you jumped right on it when you were told, what exactly did you do? Did you catch anybody? Did you prosecute anybody?
Well, we are not suspecting people. We are not suspecting our staff. Because everybody knows the standard that you don't collect money from patients.
Okay.
Is a rule and is a standard.
Mm.
So when we hear it, it baffles us. Like the one that I was saying, it's because of our intelligence that we are able to know. It is people that disguise.
Okay.
Come into the facility as patients. Look around and see. Let me take advantage. I want to help you. Don't worry. Sit down. Let me quickly help you. Where you go and pay is very far. It's not far. Each of our service points is attached with cash points, record office, and laboratory where you do your investment. So at one stop, you get your things done. But you know, at times when people are in pain,
right?
They just any help you offer.
People are when they are desperate. They are.
That's how they fall into debate.
Right. Right. Okay.
So our intelligence and security and everything, our eyes, even every member of staff,
right?
Our eyes are on the ground.
Okay.
We move around, we see, because we're also interested in fishing out the people that spoil the name of the hospital.
Okay.
That spoils the image, that tarnish the image of the staff, because they say it's the staff that collected money.
Right.
Yeah, it's never any of our members of staff. So every one of us, everybody with our CCTV camera and everything, we are all working hands in hands to make sure people that come to the hospital to perpetrate such acts, they stop. But by the time they are caught,
right,
they know, they will send signal to others. Also, it is no more a place for you to go and pay your
farm. Is there a channel through which people can reach the hospital for complaints? The way
is
Grandma
there a
just
channel?
Through which people can reach the hospital for complaints?
Yes, you can reach the hospital. There is a complaint unit in the hospital.
Okay.
We call it complaint and inquiry unit.
Okay.
And this is the phone number. Apart
yes,
from
please.
My own phone number.
Yes, please share.
0803410158.
Mokwe, you have to slow down. You have to slow down.
You can also use this number.
Can you call the number again?
Okay, this is the number for the complaints and inquiries.
Yes, please.
0704.
Yeah.
605.
Mm-hmm.
36.
Okay.
The number is open 8 to 4 during active service hours every day.
Okay. All right.
My own number, 080 34 120158.
Okay.
You can call it at any time. If you have complaints, if you have inquiries, if you have anything, please let's work hand in hand and get rid.
Oh, okay. I think the network is not too stable.
Hand in hand, okay, and get rid of people that come to dispose of our hard earned money that we want to use to treat ourselves. Right. Anywhere we go, let's be vigilant.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank
and
you.
We want to appreciate the management of the hospital for letting you speak and respond to the accusations leveled against the facility. Thank you again for joining
You're
us.
Awesome. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Adenuga Mukwilola is the she's the PRO, Public Relations Officer of the Olabisi Onabanjo University Teaching Hospital. She came on the show to respond to an allegation leveled against the facility last week by a septuagenarian. 79-year-old grandma who said she paid for a fast track service and then she didn't get receipt for her payment. And according to her at the time, it's the usual practice at the hospital. But then you've heard the hospital side of the story. 8:22. I think we can proceed now to hear some of your complaints right now. I'm getting quite a number of complaints on WhatsApp. So I guess we're going to take a few of such complaints this morning. On WhatsApp before we start taking the calls. The calls are coming in already. Eh? What do you want me to do now? Okay, you know what? You know what? Let's do just one call. Then we talk on WhatsApp. Good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Yeah. I would like to remain anonymous.
That's fine. That's
I just
fine.
Want to share an experience of the scam I experienced at the time.
Okay.
The name of the hospital is Isalu General Isalu Hospital, is a private hospital around Ikeja.
Okay.
My wife was pregnant at that point, and several occasions that we have gone to the hospital for antenatal, we were told that the weight of the child was 3.6. So on the day of the delivery, because she was not dilating, so we're given an option of CS, and that the doctor now said, okay, we should go and check the weight of the baby again.
Okay.
On the day we were given to come for the CS and all that. So I mean, when they carry out the check, they now said the weight of the baby is now 4.6.
Oh, wow.
I was confused, like, what's happening? But we've been doing this check all this while and all that. But eventually, I engaged in a lot of lengthy discussion with the doctor. Eventually, I was convinced, because I was under pressure anyway, but my wife was about to deliver. We were given a day to come. I was already at the hospital. She was in pain. She was not really dilating as expected. So I was thinking about a lot of things. If I asked them not to do CS, they may not probably have given her the necessary injection to make her dilate properly. So a lot of things was going through my head. So I had to give up for the CS. Eventually, when they finished the CS, and the baby was out, the weight of the baby is 3.6.
Is what?
3.6.
3.6? Okay.
As against the 4.6 that we're told.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me and sharing your story. I appreciate it. Let me take this message here. On WhatsApp, we are very close to our first break, so I may not be able to take your call right now because of time. So, Kunle from Ikeja says, on the OOUTH, that's Osuth case, I have used the facility a couple of times and it was a wonderful experience. That's why I leave Lagos to go there for treatment. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. This is long, but let me leave this one. It's long. Whew, okay. I think what we're going to do is let's take a break right now. Let's take a break right now. The time is too short to take another call or any other thing. We're going to take a break, then come back, then start taking your medical fraud stories. All right. We'll be right back. Stay here with me. that you heard from the OOUTH, Olabisi Onabanjo University Teaching Hospital, responding to an allegation leveled against the facility last week on the show. Let's begin to hear your stories right now of medical fraud. If you feel that you've been defrauded before, or you felt defrauded at the time, now you don't, I mean, whatever story it was about the medical fraud, please share with us on the show. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. One thing I can assure you is that these facilities are listening. Sometimes, genuinely, the authorities don't know what's going on, genuinely. Other times, you may want to think that, you know, there's a lot more going on. For instance, some of the cases that we have uncovered on the show, it appears that some, you know, hospital facilities are trying to cover up some of the allegations leveled against some of the officials. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's begin to hear some of yours. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That's for female callers only. And please, when you're sharing, you know, we have limited time. Just be very brief about it. Okay. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm barely hearing you. Is the program still on?
Yes.
I listen to Mr. Denuga.
Yes, it's still on.
OOUTH Adamu.
Yes, it's still very much on.
My name is Pastor Larry Adenekon. For those who live in Ogun State and environs, you remember my name on a TV program, Pastor Explained This.
Okay.
I'm a senior citizen.
Okay.
And I have benefited from this, their fast track thing. They okay. call it fast track or VIP.
Okay.
On 3-4 occasions now, I've enjoyed it, and it has made my life a lot easier.
Oh, great.
And they will give you 2 receipts. One receipt for the fast track thing, okay. and the other receipt for the business you really came to do in the hospital.
Okay.
So each occasion I've been there, I've collected 2 separate receipts for their services. And the fast track thing is beautiful. As you come in, somebody welcomes you, like the VIP they claim you are.
Hmm.
And then the person already has your case file in his or her hand, and then ushers you to the precise clinic you are going, and then hangs around. As soon as you go, the person again ushers you back to your car. What else do you want?
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Thank you.
What else do you want? I mean, it has made my life a lot easier.
Right.
Especially when I'm coming in and when I'm going out of the hospital.
Right.
So I can plan.
Right. Right.
All right then. So thank you very much for your program.
Thank you.
I listen to Mr. Denuga.
Thank you.
And I will also let her know that I called him.
Thank you. Thank you so much for shedding light to that development. Let's begin. John is calling in right now. John, hi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to morning. You. Yes, please.
What a nice program.
Thank you. Oh, John is gone. John, do try and call us back anytime you feel comfortable doing that. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's okay. That's fine.
Well, I listened to your resource person speak, the woman. And I would say, yes, large, she is like 60% truthful, 40% not truthful.
Okay.
Because it's a mixed bag. Even up to where the dispense drugs, the pharmacy or wherever, there are sometimes you visit there. The doctors prescribe medication for you. You go to the pharmacy hoping to pay. They will tell you this: there are no drugs from the government. These ones are private. They come without receipt. Hello.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm listening to you.
So it happens in most hospitals, even in Ota. So I believe what you journalists need to do is to just go one day, this hidden investigation, and just try to see what goes on.
Okay.
The main thing is that the people that are supposed to watch those that are perpetrating this act don't often do their job. They just sit
Thank
down
you.
Somewhere and allow these things to go on.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. I think you've made your point that, you know, you've shared, you know, your own thoughts about it. But I have another message here on WhatsApp from Yinka. Yinka is in VI here. Yinka says, I can testify to the wonderful services available at OUTHC Shagamu. My wife was there in February on emergency. That's an accident. Honestly, since then, I have decided in my mind to be using the facility in preference to any Lagos owned. They even repaid me money when I switched to NHIS. Yinka, thank you for your own story. Thank you. Good morning to you. I think we lost that. We lost that. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sharif.
Morning to you.
Yeah, Patrick is my name.
Mr. Patrick, welcome.
Yeah, I'm just leaving OUTH
that I'm speaking to you. Oh,
wow. I use OUTH for my personal medical checks.
Okay.
I live in Lagos.
Okay.
But anytime I have my appointment, I go.
Oh, wow.
I can tell you about the fast track program. It's also called the CID program. They will give you the option. It's not made compulsory.
Oh.
And they make the programs especially for working class people who come from long distances, like myself.
Okay.
Who come from medical checks.
Okay.
And I got this money for my check. I'm 7:30 and I'm already on my way back. I'm already on the Lagos Express when I'm coming to you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, what this is, the woman that spoke, what she said, very true. At every place where you are there,
yeah.
Maybe you go for X-ray, maybe you go for test, maybe you go for pharmacy, anywhere. There's a payment point attached to each of those things. When the government is working, we'll say they are working.
Okay.
When they are not doing well, we'll say they are not doing well. Mm. Probably our grandma was not attended to by someone properly.
Okay.
That should be taken up internally. But I can tell you for free, post-suit is a very good place for medical
choice. Yeah,
right. Services are fantastic. I'm leaving here and I'm on my way back to the
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Do you have it?
I'm trying to cut that out. Yeah, I'll be listening to you.
Okay.
But that was able to get through. First hand information, I'm just going to give you this one.
I'm glad. I'm really glad that you were able to get through and shared that you're just leaving the facility this morning. You got there this morning and you made use of the fast track service as well. Let me take another message from WhatsApp. I was in Lasuth to do yearly routine checkup, ECG, cholesterol tests, and many others. So I asked for where to pay. Somebody directed me to an officer, hoping that I would be given a receipt, but none was given. This was in 2019. They told me I would come very early the next day without eating. To my surprise, I overheard the man that collected money having an argument with a nurse that collected blood, but I did not know what it was about. But to cut the long story short, they collected blood samples and wrote anything as your test. I don't understand that part. Okay. They collect blood sample and just write anything as your test. I took the test to doctor only for him to say I am diabetic, and an argument ensued between us, and he directed me to a confirmatory test outside the hospital. Behold, I had very low sugar, and the doctor started thanking me for arguing with him that if he had given you injection based on the test, that you would have died immediately. Wow. That's when I knew they had no reagents to carry out any test. They just deceive and scam people. And she said she lost 30,000 there. Madam Adeleye sent this in about Lasuth back in 2019. They collected blood samples and just wrote anything on the blood samples. She took it to the doctor. The doctor saw what they wrote. And doctor said that she had diabetes, that she was diabetic. She argued with the doctor. The doctor said, okay, confirmation test, Abby. Go outside. Go to this lab. Go and do it. She went, did it, brought the results back. The doctor said, you actually had low sugar level. That if he had treated her based on the initial test result, she would probably have died immediately. That's Lasuth. 8:45. Medical fraud. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
My name is Osara Eko.
You're welcome, sir.
I have to appreciate your program very well.
Thank you.
I think it will go a long way to changing the image in the society. What happened to me in Edo State, then Benue State, I met three doctors.
Okay.
One of them with UBTH, one Dr. Obasoha, consultant.
Okay.
My father was sick. We went there. On getting there,
he now, we did all the tests, the X-ray and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He now said for me to get fast attention,
yeah,
I should come to his private hospital. We went there. On getting there, what he asked us to pay was enormous. And I said, please, let's pay half of the money. He said, no, he's not going to collect anything unless the full payment is made. But his mates are in Saudi Arabia. So, since we were not able to pay that money, we left and went to the General Hospital. There we met one Dr. Bodaga. That one treated my father. In fact, he now said because of his age, he should be coming to the hospital. If he cannot come to the hospital, he should come to his house. That man didn't collect a kobo from us. Then the other one was one Dr. Ogboma with the same state hospital, the General Hospital.
Okay.
My sister was seriously sick.
Okay.
Then the doctor, those housemanship, they now said, this case is serious. So the only thing we can do is to go and call the consultant, Dr. Ogboma.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me his address that I should rush there, that this thing is critical.
Right.
On getting there, I met him. He said, until money is given to him, he won't leave his house. That I now rushed back to the hospital. But before we could do anything, my sister passed away. So, in fact, in Nigeria, we have about 70% of the doctors are not supposed to be doctors because they don't have human feeling. From three doctors now, it's only one that was really very good, that Dr. Bodaga, that was running up and down, treating my father without even collecting money, apart from the money we paid directly to the hospital.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm sorry for the loss of your sister. Really, really, really sorry. Alex joins us right now. Alex, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
I can hear you, Alex. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Sheriff, I think you should. You're doing a great job. Let me start by saying that you're doing a really wonderful job. You know, but please try and discourage people from asking questions like, "What more do you want?" You know, I've been trying to call, you know, since the last, there was a caller who called and was saying, I had this great experience here. What more do you want? Listen, everybody's experience is personal.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
It's not enough for you to, because you had a great experience somewhere, it's not enough for you to call and be saying, asking somebody else, what more do you want? I mean, that's disrespectful. Besides, you see, when these facilities are not working well, it's all of us that are at risk.
That's right.
I don't know if you get my point. Yeah, we're all at equal risk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we should stop this mentality of what more do you want? Somebody says he's under distress. You're asking again that what more do you want? And then lastly, for people who are blaming doctors, I'm not defending anybody, but people who are blaming doctors for demanding their pay, it's difficult for you to say a professional, how do you say a professional is bad because the person is asking you to pay money? You know, I don't know. I'm not defending anybody, but okay, Let's just be compassionate. Let's understand each other from each other's, let's see life from each other's point of view.
Right.
You know, thank you,
Alex. Thanks for calling me. Let me quickly take a message here from WhatsApp. A private hospital once used another 9 months pregnant woman's file for my 6 months pregnant wife. Let me take that again so it can sink in. A private hospital once used another 9 months pregnant woman's file, medical file, for my 6 months pregnant wife. My wife said she was surprised when the doctor said she was almost due. She ran away from the hospital that day. The resident doctor had to stop the doctor from coming to the hospital. I just pray for the hospital he will be now. And my wife said she heard the doctor asking nurses previous drugs prescribed for patients. Let's take another call. Let's take another call. That's gone. Let's take this one here. Good morning to you.
Oh, excellent. Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, please.
Well, I'm privileged to get you today.
It's good to have you.
Now,
I mean, one cannot but empathize with and quite understand everything everybody has. I'm listening to this series. And to cut it short, I think, Sheriff, what I see with this montage that you build every morning for us, I see the deliberate effort in trying to curate something. Mm. And what I get out of it is we can't really isolate us from us. That's what I get. What I look forward to when I listen to the program that you guys are carefully curating, we can't. It appears that there's no sector we can isolate. So the time has come. I'm of the opinion that what this will cascade to is when you then have a, I don't know, I know they bastardized the word, a colloquium of a compendium of all these things we've been talking about. Because from security to health, we can see. I mean, if I tell you the story of how I lost my dad by reason of strike, it was just unfortunate. He had the incident at night. It was my youngest brother that was at home. Fortunately, he could drive. By the time they drove to the gate, the gentleman that was supposed to be at the gate, he has gone walk keys. By the time they got to the hospital, they were on strike. Before they could get to the main hospital, it was too late. You understand? So, but in conclusion, let me pivot back. So let us begin to look at ourselves in the face. That this thing we call a country, it is us. We need to sit down, whether you are at the tail counter in the hospital, or you are the policeman at the checkpoint, or you are the canteen person that is meant to buy food at the thing, cooking for people. Let us understand that we cannot isolate us from us. Thank you. My name is Dayo.
Dayo, you've taken my my outro out of my mouth, actually, because that's essentially what I was going to say as my outro, marking the end of this conversation. We've done it for a full 4 weeks, 1 month, having this conversation, and what we have heard on air and off air is the fact that we are our own problems. We are our own obstacles. We are doing ourselves, if I can put it very bluntly like that. I mean, imagine you people complaining about medical facilities and then the hospital, you know, the hospitals, you know, spoke with us and said they are doing something about it. And then in the process of the investigative panel, the investigator telling the victims that, you know this, you know that, you know what? Like, essentially, they know what's going on. Some of these facilities, some are unique, some are brilliant, some are doing what they're supposed to do. But some, they know exactly what is going on in their facilities. How nurses sell disposables. Are they supposed to be selling disposables? And if you don't patronize these nurses or these midwives, if you like, then they blacklist you. Nobody attends to you. I have to go. Morning to you.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, have you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yes.
Are you eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good. That finally.
You should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like everything is not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. It's not finding happiness in your home. You pray.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
A performance of sheer class.
On Common Speed.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.